Hey, Judah.
Hey, Monica, what's up?
Nothing.
I have Ruth Davis on the phone. I'm going to merge the call. I need you to talk to her by getting her ADHR compliant today.
Ruth Davis. Okay, hold on a moment. Tristan. Okay.
Hold on. Okay, Ruth?
Yes.
All right, I have Monica on the line. She's from our HR department. We got to get Tristan HR compliant today.
Yeah, right. Got to put it on it. I don't know what to go. They said it's going to send the app something out in the mail. I didn't receive nothing to give to him.
All right, Monica, talk. So, let her know what's going on here.
So, Ruth, I sent the information over to Tristan via text, and we also sent it to him via email. It's 4 links that he needs to complete.
So he said he didn't receive nothing.
But
he told me yesterday he...
We spoke with him various of times, and each time that we sent over the requirements, he confirmed that he's received them.
Well, what he told me yesterday, I said, I'm his mother. He's my son.
Do you want me to send you the requirements for you?
Yeah, you can send them to me, and I don't know how to fill them out because I could barely see. But whatever he had to fill out, it would be on my phone. Because he just got a new phone, so he couldn't have sent him nothing complete for a while because he just got a new phone, and I don't even know the number yet.
Because the number that we've been reaching out to him is at the number ending 7362. And the times I've spoken to him, I've gone through to him, and he sent me his IDs. It's just every time I sent him the link, he would confirm that he received it, but then when I would call him and follow up, he said that he never received it.
That's what he told me.
All right, so why don't we get him on the line, guys? Let's get him on the line, because we got to get you started, Ruth, today.
Today?
Yeah.
Why today?
Because the insurance told us we have to start. And if we don't start, then they might say, oh, I see that Ruth doesn't need services, so forget it. Then we don't have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, insurance, when they give an authorization, it's because the patient needs home care. If they see that the patient is approved and is not accepting the services, they say, forget it, heck with it. The guy doesn't need home care.
Well, right now, see, I still got home care. I haven't talked to my agency yet.
All right, so let's get your aide on the line and let's make this happen. You want to conference her in, please?
Excuse me?
Could you conference in your aide, please?
Well, come right here.
All right, Monica, talk to him. Let's go.
Hi, Tristan.
Hello?
Tristan?
Yes.
Hi, it's Monica with Family First Care. Tristan, I'm
okay.
Sending over the requirements that you need to complete to become Ruth's aide. Okay, I'm sending it to her phone. Because we send it to your phone,
okay.
It doesn't seem like you're receiving the requirements that we need to complete.
All right.
Okay.
So what I have to do once it comes to the phone, what I have to do? Just fill everything out and send it back?
So you're going to receive 4 links. The first link is going to be for your application, okay? The second link, you're going to have to take a test, and you're going to have to read some materials and answer about 80 questions based on the materials that you read, okay? Now, we ask that you try your very best on it. Don't worry about your score. Just try to submit it. The most important thing is that you finish it and just submit it, okay?
Okay.
And then if you want us to set you up with direct deposit, just click on the link for direct deposit, double check your account number and the routing number are correct before you submit it. And then you're going to have your last link, which is the I-9W-4 form. So you're going to have questions like if you declare yourself single, married, head of household, if you have any dependents that you need to claim, et cetera.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you did send me your IDs, but I do need you to send me over your TB test. Are you up to date with your TB test for the year?
No.
All right, so why don't we schedule you an appointment to get that done?
Okay.
All right, let's schedule it now while he's on the phone, Monica.
Yeah, I'm opening up the system here. Okay. What is your zip code, Tristan?
19140.
Okay.
He uses me.
Okay, you're in Philadelphia. So I do have ASC clinics that are nearby your area. And you can go today to get your TB test done. These clinics are open until 8 p.m., so you have some time to get there.
Okay, what about 20th and Berks? Do you have one 20th and Berks?
I'm sorry, where?
20th and Berks.
20th.
A district health place where you walk in.
Well, this is like a walk-in clinic, the AFC clinics.
Yeah.
This is a walk-in clinic. So I have a location at 180 West Girard Avenue in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, he told me about that one. Yeah.
You want to go to this one?
Yeah, where's one closer?
There is another one at Port Richmond. It's in Aramango Avenue.
No.
There is one at the Roosevelt Mall. It's 2329 Cotman Avenue.
No.
So it's one
of the front's
closer.
Yeah, it's Gerard.
You want to do the Gerard one?
Yeah.
All right. What time can you go today?
At least about 5.
All right. All right, so I'll schedule your appointment for 5 today. If you go in earlier, they can still see you. If you go in a little later, they can still see you because they're open until 8, okay?
Okay.
What's the lady you can make the appointment for Friday?
So we're trying to get you compliant today, Tristan. So we need you to go today to this appointment.
Okay.
Okay.
But I have to talk. This is Mother. I would have to talk to my agency first before I switch over. Y'all can't just put me on, and I haven't talked to my agency.
No, for sure. The first step is to get Tristan HR compliant. Of course, we're not going to. We have the authorization from your insurance anyway, Ruth. We have the authorization to start, so therefore there's no authorization with the other agency. Therefore, it makes the most sense for you and Tristan to everyone to get, you know, move it all along now so that we can get started, so Tristan can get paid, so nothing, and you can get the care that you need, Ruth, right? We're here for you. So let's try to get it done today, tomorrow, so we can still start tomorrow afternoon. Tristan, if you fill out those documents today, we can run your background check today. You could go for your TV tomorrow. We could start on Friday afternoon or Saturday. Like, it's bada boom, bada bang.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Tristan, what is your date of birth?
11/19. Excuse me?
What is your date of birth, Tristan?
11/19/77. I'm sorry, 82.
Okay.
81.
All right, so I'm going to send you the appointment confirmation. Do you want me to text your phone number, or do you want me to text Ruth's number?
Ruth, everything to my mom's phone.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and text it over to her shortly, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then the only other thing after that would be your two-year you actually have your two-year residency proof. So work on the link, go to your appointment, and then that would be all. Once we get your background check results, you should be good to go.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, guys. We'll talk later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.